Welcome to With a Twist, the number one parenting show on the planet.
In an era where the majority of children are not asking what they want to be when they grow up, but instead what they want to be when they give up, With a Twist will help you raise hopeful, thriving, engaged, and confident children. Be the parent you've always wanted to be using With a Twist's signature success system.
With a Twist is the only parenting podcast that will enable the everyday parent to have peace of mind while navigating the school system and life.
Give your child the opportunity to thrive instead of just barely survive.
And now, the founder of With a Twist, Amber Scotchburn.
Hi, it's Amber Scotchburn, and are you ready to get twisted today? Our last podcast was about shifting our mindset around wealth and how we define it, and looking for all the different things in our life other than material possessions that could help us make us know we are wealthy. So how do you feel wealthy beyond material possessions? And in relation to that, we had a hard time because we had a lot of material possessions. And so my son and I struggled with how do we get to the point of where we really define wealth differently. And yes, I had a great conversation with him when he asked me, are we poor? Because we didn't have our material possessions that we once had. And I was able to talk him through that. That's all on the last podcast. However, there needs to be things that you need to now do to change the mindset. A single conversation about something that runs so deep wasn't going to be enough. So what did we do to shift our mindset? We actually started doing a nightly gratitude journal, so we could be grateful for what we did have. So a gratitude journal, it's like a diary of things for which one is grateful for. There is no right or wrong way to do one. You could do it on your iPhone, your iPad, your Samsung Galaxy, you know, just kind of bullet point when you wake up in the morning if you happen to have your phone beside you, or when you go to bed at night if you're a phone person. You could have a journal, so an actual book that you write in. That's what we have for our kids. We made them fun and sparkly, and they have that beside their beds. They can do it again when they wake up in the morning. Great way to wake up. What am I grateful for today? Great way to go to bed as well. So gratitude journals are used by individuals who wish to focus their attention on something that's positive in their life, right? Obviously, if you're grateful for something, then you're positive about something. Gratitude, it's that feeling of appreciation, that feeling of thanks. It's gained a lot of attention in the field of positive psychology, but people don't really necessarily discuss, well, what is it and why? But studies have found that those who are habitually grateful are significantly happier than those that are not. So you need to form, I like this saying, a habit of gratitude, right? Just like you have a habit of brushing your teeth, have a habit of gratitude. Furthermore, studies will suggest that feelings of gratitude may even possess health benefits. So there's a lot around positive psychology that strive to develop methods to have somebody be more grateful, so enhance your gratitude levels. And one of the ways we found has been quite successful with kids is gratitude journals. And as I mentioned, that can be done on a phone, it can be done on an iPad, it can be done on a notebook, in a notebook. You could do a poster, a board of different things, have kids cut out different things from magazines that they're grateful for. There's not, like I said, there's not a right or a wrong way to do this, but a very popular method, and so one that we adopted and worked with our family, is the maintenance of a gratitude journal. So we started doing nightly gratitudes at this point in time where my son was questioning whether we were poor, and he wrote them down in his journal. We've had adults do this as well, especially if you're having a particular problem around something. I invite you to start being grateful for what you can see around that problem that will help you get through it, essentially. What happens, and why we want this attitude of gratitude, is that wealth will show up more in your life. So for instance, we were focused on being grateful for what we did have. And because we were more focused on what we did have than what we didn't have, wealth became more apparent for us. We became more appreciative of our family and our friends that were there to support us, where we lived, the fact that we had our health and different abilities, the overflow of love we received as we started living from this attitude of gratitude perspective. Our house wasn't, you know, an amazingly huge house, but it was still our house. It was still our safety. So instead of looking at it as not being what it was before, we looked at what we did have and what we could do with what we did have. And the love we shared as a family was pretty amazing. So all of this, we started becoming more and more aware of. It's kind of like, I would imagine you doing a commercial to yourself, right? If you turn on the TV or even different websites and stuff, they all have different advertising on it. Well, imagine your gratitude journal or your gratitude poster board or your gratitude app or whatever you do is like an advertisement daily to yourself of all you have to be appreciative in your life. So even though at that point we had very little material-wise and even littler financial resource-wise, we got to be grateful for the breath we took every night as we laid down and the amazing world we were creating. And I say we are creating because we were consciously doing this now. Before, when I did have all the material possessions, it wasn't conscious. I got up, I went to my job, I worked at my job, I came home, you know, and life went that way. I didn't really feel as though I was consciously doing that, though. Maybe that would be more akin to a hamster who goes on a wheel, and that's just what they do. And when I got to choose, I'm going to choose my career path. I'm going to choose what I do every day. I'm going to love what I do every day. I'm going to love everybody around me. I'm going to find supports to help me, because all of this becomes more apparent when you have the attitude of gratitude. Well, sometimes things are hard to get grateful around because maybe you are really stuck in something. And so we decided that if you're having a hard time with a gratitude, let's get curious. As you know, I like to get curious if you've been listening to my podcasts. Well, what is limiting this thought? Get curious with yourself when you're like, well, I could pretend to feel grateful, but that's not really resonating with me. So when a person repeats a negative thought, it kind of steals your motivation and your confidence. We've talked about negative self-talk before. Negative talk of any kind, whether it's a thought or a habit, is going to steal your motivation and your confidence. So it's really hard to get motivated, if you think about it, when you feel skeptical of getting any results. So how do you get beyond that skepticism? How do you get beyond that lack of motivation and that lack of confidence? If you are not able to feel grounded in something you're grateful about, well, we've talked about before that our beliefs and habits come from a result of repeated thoughts. So if our child isn't able to come up with something that they're grateful for because they're in such a negative space, or you are in such a negative space, we need to really replace those negative thoughts with positive ones. And how we did that is we used affirmations. So what is an affirmation? It's like a stated wish of something that you believe or you want to believe to already be true. So actually, let's change that around a little bit, because maybe if you're in that negative space, you don't believe it to be true. But it's something that you state as though it's already happened. Again, another commercial jingle for yourself about a life that you want to create. And if you, the theory and the psychology behind this is, if you say that statement more often, you're going to start to believe that. And hopefully then you start to see those possibilities of where that can happen for you. So thinking, saying, or writing affirmations are a really good way to bring some positive change about. And it's important to not use the negative thought that you're thinking in the affirmation. You want to make the affirmation positive. So I'm going to give you some keywords here that you can use instead of the negative ones. Because again, you want to delve in and get curious as to what the negative part is, and then you want to flip that. So if a negative thought like lack, I have a lack of friends. Well, what's the opposite of that? Well, I want an abundance of friends, could be. I have fear about doing this math test, or fear about trying something new. Instead, I have faith that once I try something new, I'll learn something new, or I'll gain friends, or whatever the different possible positive things are that you can find out of that. I feel depressed. Well, an opposite of depressed could be bliss. I know I feel depressed when I have to get up and do this certain project. However, if I change that to I will feel bliss when the project is done, then you're still flipping that negative into the positive. Hate. So as I've mentioned in past podcasts, we don't say can't in this house. We also don't say hate. It's such a strong word, and it just reminds me of things like the Nazi movement and where hate was just breeded into this whole manifestation of craziness. So we really try not to say hate in our house. We catch ourselves saying hate. So what's the opposite of that? Love. So you could really dislike something. Like, for example, I really dislike the fact that on the particular cleanse I'm on now, it's pretty much only vegetable-based and there's meat. And I don't like a lot of vegetables. I dislike a lot of them, actually. And so I have to change that around, right? I have to instead, maybe what I need to do is I love the results that eating vegetables is going to give to my health. So there you go. There's how I flipped it around. Rage. Some people feel rage or extreme anger about something. So what's the flip side of that? Calm. So instead of thinking, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to be full of rage, I'm going to get in the car and how can I calm myself? Do I put on certain music? Do I take a different route? Do I say to my kids, hey, if you notice these things happening, give me a signal, right? There's lots of different solutions to that. If you are going to feel empty or discouraged, maybe you want to feel creativity or wonder or enthusiasm. If you feel worthless, feel worthiness, or let go or release some perfection around that. If you're feeling shame, how can you feel pride in that situation? Or as a result of that situation, if you're feeling dumb or feeling weak, can you have acceptance or learning or growing or getting wiser coming out of that instead? And if you're feeling insecure, how can you find your confidence? So what you do is when you're getting curious with your child is you're digging more, getting their negative words out, and you're helping them to see the positive to create that positive affirmation. So let's say your child says, I'm dumb. You dig deeper to find out why. It turns out that they're saying this as they didn't answer a question in class as quickly as somebody else. Well, you could have them write, I accept who I am and how I learn. This could be put in their agenda, it could be put in their gratitude journal, could even be put on a sticky on a bathroom mirror. And what you really want to do is talk them through that, though, that they really do accept. It's not just a statement that you write down and you hope and wish. What action can they do towards that affirmation statement? So, for instance, can they answer a different question in class? Can they write the answer down in their book and share it with their teacher after class or with you or with their tutor or somebody else? Can they have a conversation where they share what they've learned and how they learn and they get affirmed in that? So it's not just a sticky that you stick somewhere or a written thing. You actually start acting upon that. A child expresses fear about an upcoming test. As a part of their affirmation, they could write, I have faith that I will do my best. Remember, affirmations are like commercials to yourself about yourself. So they want to help you to redirect and eventually turn off that negative self-talk. So you go into the test thinking, you know what, I'm going to have faith that I'm going to do my best. Now, what's the action around that? Well, if you've had a test that you didn't do well on, did you not know how to study? Did you not study? Do you not know how to take notes? Do you not know how your brain works? Can you talk to your teacher, your family, your friends, your tutor about any of that to figure out how you can do your best the next time? Because we all get the same tests in school and we all learn differently. There's a cartoon that goes around on Facebook, and I've shared this in a past podcast, but it has all these different types of animals lined up. And it has one of the animals at a desk, like a teacher, saying, okay, you're all going to be rated and judged and assessed on how you climb this tree. And there's a fish and an elephant and a monkey and a giraffe. Well, we all get tested the same in school, and yet we all are that different. So, you know what? When your child is going to go in to write this test, they should go in with the knowledge that they're writing the same test as everybody else in the class. So how can they get the best out of it for them? My youngest son gave me an affirmation that's on bright neon green paper that says, "You are always beautiful." We have these gnome trees in this one particular hike we go on. And what somebody has done is put little doors in the bottom of trees, and you go in there and you can exchange things. Well, my son, I think, had maybe brought some, actually, I'm not sure what he brought that day, maybe some golf balls. And so he went running over to the tree and went to put his golf balls in, and he had friends with them, and they all had things, and they all come running back, and they have like little different little figurine toys and stuff like that. And he found in there, "You are always beautiful," and he gave it to me. So it sits on my car, and my car is black, so this fluorescent green really stands out. And you know what? Every time I get in the car, it makes me smile. And there are times when I get in the car where I'm lucky to get out of my robe quick enough to get them to school or off to a particular event. And or I get in the car after a workout and I'm just done. And I get this, "You are always beautiful," because to him I am. And so why shouldn't I start seeing myself through those eyes? Amazing results can come in our life when we change our habits. Our habits change when we have a change in attitude. Affirmations and gratitudes are ways that we can change our attitudes. As you adopt more positive attitudes and feel more encouraged, you're going to do different actions and your habits will start to shift too. Then when your actions and your habits come into alignment with success, success will come to you more quickly. Just like, why do people have commercials and advertisements and jingles and all that stuff? Because people then are in the department store and they're looking for the detergent to buy. And when they have, the jingle goes off in their head and it's probably subconscious, and then they reach for that detergent or they reach for something that they know that, you know, their friend has talked about and worked. So don't you want to have this commercial for yourself? Affirmations, gratitude journals, go out there and try it, guys. It totally works. And I'm so thankful that you're tuning in, and I'm so thankful for the feedback I'm getting from you all. Thank you so much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are around the world. Great to have you with me today at With a Twist. Please don't forget to give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. That would be much appreciated, as well as follow me on Facebook at Amber Scotchburn. Thanks so much.